Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay.
Radio family, good morning. Happy weekend. It is certainly good to be back with you, and it's always good to have the opportunity to engage in wonderful conversation. Welcoming you, as I, Renee Vaughn, love to do, to Community Focus. It's our weekend edition of our public affairs program, and it can be heard every weekend here on our Odyssey stations. Another fine opportunity to hook up with members of our community. Now, when I say the word family, I definitely mean family, especially when it comes to talking about what has now become a community favorite. I'm going to coin that new term. It is the Blues Camp North Carolina with the Delta Fine Arts Incorporated and Winston-Salem State University. And that can only mean one person of our Community Focus family rejoins us again in 2023. As I want to say, good morning to you, Fernando. How are you doing, my friend?
Renee, I'm doing fantastic, and I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. And Fernando, we're also joined by, speaking of the Delta Fine Arts, a very talented young lady in her own right. I hope you like that young part there, Sharman Baker.
I love it.
Delta Fine Arts Incorporated, as you are with us as well. So good morning to you. How are both of you, actually?
Yes. Good morning, Renee. We're doing well. I'm doing well.
Wonderful.
It's going great.
Me too.
Excellent, excellent. And I also want to give a shout out to another member of our Community Focus family who typically joins us in conversation. He's not with us, unfortunately, for this conversation, but we do want to recognize, of course, he is a member of the illustrious staff at Winston-Salem State University, and Dr. Myron Brown. We're going to give him a shout out as well. So, guys, let's get this great conversation started. Fernando, we're going into what year for the Blues Camp for the kids?
Overall, this is the 14th year, and it is the third year here. And the parent program of Blues Kids of America was established in 1989.
Excellent. How excited are you to be, now this is an obvious question, whenever you come to the Carolinas, how are you excited to be here to bring a program that, of course, is very familiar in the Chicago area, but is now particularly becoming very familiar here in the Carolinas?
It's always exciting anytime someone believes in a dream that you had, and the dream that came from an idea has come to fruition. And obviously, anytime you have a little kid or a group of little kids who were interested in music and never thought that they would have a seat at the table, and from this idea / dream, mm-hmm. they're able to be at the table and have a good time, as well as those who may be a little more advanced than they are. So just from that perspective, it's always exciting, I guess, to use the same word twice when it happens, because once upon a time I was a little kid and wanted to have some other kids play the blues. But so
now, Fernando Jones, how did you know that was going to be my next question? And that is, in terms of, for those who may be new to our program or who are hearing about the Blues Kids Camp here in North Carolina for the first time,
okay,
give us your backstory and how you came to love the love that you have for now, which is music.
Well, the love that I have for music always came through the lens of the blues and having two Mississippi parents and older brothers and sisters. When I came up, that was, you know, that was, I guess, in my household, that was as popular as I imagine what hip hop would be today. So I didn't know any difference,
right,
you know. And my older brothers were players, and I was inspired by them and just wanted to be like them and wanted to be with them. And,
Myron,
you know, no one crystal ball and was able to see, you know, to say that this guy's going to continue to do the blues for 50 some odd years. It was just something that, you know, that happened. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, one thing led to another, but it all came through, I guess, through the lens of the little four-year-old kid playing guitar and then, you know, to an author of a blues book and to, you know, blues pedagogy. And to, you know, back to being, well, not back, but always being that player.
Right.
In I guess, the infrastructure. And always holding on to what it was like to be a kid myself. So that's pretty much the backstory. And that's why I guess it's so natural for me,
right,
or even maybe easy for me to continue to do what I am doing and have done.
Absolutely. And something, no doubt, Fernando, that is near and dear to your heart. Now, let me say, this conversation is complete now because I just heard a voice in the background after I just said he is likely not going to be able to be with us. He's here. So let me reintroduce the one and only Dr. Myron Brown of Winston-Salem State University to our conversation. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I have not a complaint in the world.
Excellent. Well, I know, Dr. Brown, that this is officially graduation season and the kids have been gearing up, getting ready for the momentous occasion over at SU. How has this whirlwind of a year been for you, particularly as a member of the wonderful WSSU staff?
This has been a pretty trying year. There's been challenges after challenges after challenges, but I'm grateful that I work with a resilient group of faculty and administrators.
Absolutely.
And we are able to come up with creative strategies to deal with these challenges. And in many cases, the students are unaware of what's going on in the background to ensure that they get a successful experience here. So it's been a great year, just wrapping up year number 13, and thankful to God that I can celebrate a promotion to the rank of professor.
Congratulations.
But we are indeed excited for all of the graduates. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, we are excited for all of our students who have graduated and for the opportunities that they are going on to pursue in terms of graduate school or career opportunities. Mm-hmm. And on the campus, of course, we are gearing up for all sorts of camps. Of course, we're here to talk about the Blues Camp today, so that's going to be really exciting in the month of June.
Absolutely. And it's always an exciting time, Myron and Charmin and Fernando, when the four of us can get together to talk about this amazing camp. Charmin, I wanted to actually let me address this question to each one of you. With this going on to become an annual affair, how much of, let's just say, either an improvement or how much the kids who do continue to come to the camp year after year, what major changes have you seen or you would like to see as this Kids Blues Camp continues to progress here in the Carolinas? And Charmin, I'll let you go first, if you don't mind.
Great question. So our hope is that, exposing the community to this type of quality music education from a renowned musician himself, Fernando Jones, that it will inspire children, that they will have a desire to even, higher heights than where they are today. So we just hope that each and every summer that we can take it up a notch, definitely take it up a notch in skill level and help the kids to just see the importance of keeping the blues alive and not only keeping it alive, but appreciating the history of it. Because a lot of the music that they listen to now has been born out of this music. So we just definitely want to see every year a higher and higher level of appreciation and skill set. So we are going to definitely rely on Fernando Jones and his talents and his, his ability to bring that out of the kids. And he does it now. Don't let him fool you. He's very professional. But when he gets with those kids, he can get down on their level and, kind of get them inspired the way they need to be inspired. So for me, as a leader with the Delta Arts Center and bringing this camp into our community, that's what the vision is. And that is what the hope is.
Excellent. And Myron, I want you to go next. And then Fernando, we're going to save the best for last.
Well, just to piggyback off of what Ms. Baker said, I would like to see the visibility of this camp increase in the Winston-Salem and the Triad area because of what Mr. Jones has to offer. Many of us have heard his story from past years or we've seen it on the website. But I actually had an opportunity, I believe it was in 2021. I was in Chicago already for another event, and I stopped by Columbia College to actually see Mr. Jones in action at his home base.
Yeah.
And what he's able to do with these gifted young students who already come to him with their own talents and develop it into something so amazing, I think that could thrive and flourish here.
we're just hopeful that the word will get out and that this would grow and grow so that maybe in the future we have so many applicants that we'd have to turn people away or have two camps. That would be a wonderful goal.
Absolutely. You know what? I like that. So, Fernando, with that said, how do you feel about hearing that statement coming from someone who is a professor of music?
Well, I respect and love Dr. Brown, so anytime someone, as well as Ms. Baker, anytime you have that type of respect and love and admiration for somebody, and they pretty much are saying that they respect and love what it is that you do, it's, you know, it's really no words. So, I guess I feel great, obviously, but and I feel welcome. So that makes it easy to continue to establish the camp here and develop the relationships, just like with you and with others around town. So it's cool. Hopefully this will be like our staple in the, I guess it's still considered the South, even though in Chicago we look at the South being south of Illinois. But, you know, it's great. It's great to have this as an anchor camp.
Absolutely. And Fernando, I really appreciate that because, well, first of all, well, thank you for including me and welcoming you because a couple of things. Number one, I love the fact that because this is becoming an annual event, very likely North Carolina hopefully will become your second home of sorts, especially when you talk about the Blues Kids Camp, but especially the relationship that exists between the three of you because Myron and Charmin, I know with you both locally here in the Carolinas, how did the relationship between, actually, I don't know if I've asked this question before, but if I have, please forgive me. I really do think it's important that it bears repeating, but how did the two of you meet to go on and, of course, introduce by meeting Fernando and making Mr. Jones a part of this program?
Right, right. So it initially started with a trip to Chicago that I had scheduled with my mom for her birthday, her 60th birthday. So I love Chicago, by the way. One of my best friends lives there. It's a wonderful city. They have the best pizza and popcorn and, you know, all the bad stuff. And food-wise, but good stuff in terms of music and culture.
Right, right.
So we were at the Blues Festival in June. I think they have it every June. Fernando, is that correct? Every June?
Yes.
Okay. And so we were just strolling along, going to different booths at this festival, and I saw a guy in a hat. And he had all this equipment set up. It was like, you know, this like a production almost. And I said, wow, what are they doing over here? And so I started, you know, kind of looking through his brochures, and he had a monitor set up, and there were actual, like, teenage kids having a jam session on this video monitor. Mm-hmm. And I believe he had all the equipment for if they wanted to come in right there and do a jam session, they could in his tent. And I said, wow, this is really neat.
Yeah.
So that really, really did stick with me. And I thought, wow, I've never seen anybody with this amount of passion for music and passion for helping kids, you know, develop their musical talents. So I took his brochure, took his information. My mom was enamored with him as well.
Right.
And so we kept in touch, and, you know, I kept his information. So when I became a leader at the Delta Arts Center, the board president, I said, we got to bring this program to Winston-Salem. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I said to myself, we got to do it. So I called Fernando up. And I asked him, I said, hey, Fernando, this is Charmin Baker from North Carolina. Do you remember me? He goes, yeah, I remember you. And I was thinking, no, he doesn't. But, you know, he made me feel good.
Right.
Yeah. So that's kind of how it started. You know, we started talking about, you know, the vision of bringing it to North Carolina.
Right.
And you know, he's a great visionary, very creative guy. So he said, you know, well, let's link up with an HBCU. What HBCU is in your town? And so that's kind of how I said, you know, Winston-Salem State, you know, I'd love to partner with them. And so we started putting our heads together, thinking about who we could reach out to at Winston-Salem State. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple of personal friends there. And Dr. Brown's administrative assistant was a good friend and a client of mine, and that's how I got the connection with Dr. Brown.
And as
through
they
that
say,
introduction through his assistant.
Right. And as they say, the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
That's right. That's right. I love it when we're on the same page, family. With that said, we are going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with more information. The Delta Fine Arts Incorporated, along with Winston-Salem State University, presents the now annual, and I love adding that to this title, the Fernando Jones International Blues Camp North Carolina. Radio family, you are listening to wonderful conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we will return after this break. Radio family, good morning, happy weekend, and welcome once again. The weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every weekend, and again, another great opportunity as great conversation gets underway. This particular weekend, the focus, whether you are a music lover, a parent, or have a child who has a love for music, this particular conversation is especially for you. It is a pleasure to share great information about the annual Delta Fine Arts Incorporated and Winston-Salem State University presents Fernando Jones International Blues Camp, North Carolina. This is for beginner, intermediate, and advanced high school student musicians with all instruments welcome. And with that said, let me welcome you again to the weekend edition of Community Focus. I'm Renee Vaughn. Joining me is an illustrious part of our Community Focus family. We have the man for whom this camp is named after. Joining us, Fernando Jones, along with members of the Delta Fine Arts Incorporated and Charmin Baker. And we also have a staff member of the Ramilly, Winston-Salem State University, Dr. Myron Brown, joining me. Again, good morning, everyone. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I wanted
to. Good morning. All is well.
Good, 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 good. And Fernando, hey. I must ask, how are you, sir?
Hey. I'm doing well.
Excellent.
Glad to be here. Glad to be on the air.
And glad to have you back for this wonderful event that just seems to get bigger and better. Now, of course, we're going to get into the particulars as to, as I mentioned, this is geared towards students who have a love for music. We want to get the date. We want to get the time. We want to get all the particulars. In fact, let's just do that. Charmin, if you don't mind, or Fernando, or Myron, whoever mm-hmm. would like to jump in first, when is the date for this year's camp?
Mm-hmm. So the date for the camp is going to be Monday starting June 12th to Friday, June 16th, 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And we're going to serve the kids a breakfast and also a lunch during that time period. It will be on the campus of Winston-Salem State University. And, so that's basically the time and date.
Excellent. Dr. Brown or Fernando, would you like to add anything to that?
Well, I
think
she
pretty much said all the basics.
Okay. Yeah, I would just like to put the word out and ask that the members of the Divine Nine come out and support what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I think that would be cool and send some of their children. I'm a member of Kappa Alpha Psi, and I'll let Ms. Baker let you all know what Black Greek lettered organization she is a member of, and maybe that'll spark some interest.
I'm a proud
as well.
Member. Yes, proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. So I do encourage all of my sorors and all of our Divine Nine to come out and support the camp, whether it's volunteering or if you have a child that you're mentoring. Definitely go to our website, which is blueskids.com/WSSU for more information on how to sign up your kids.
Excellent.
And Dr. Brown is a member of a fraternity, a music fraternity, the Phi Mu Alpha.
Yes.
That is correct.
Dr. Brown.
Phi Mu Alpha Symphonia.
Wonderful.
Okay.
I just love
it. So for you symphonians who are out there.
Doc.
Yes, for you symphonians who are out there, please come out and support these young students because they are going to contribute to making music great in this country.
Absolutely. Well said. Now that we can call you professor. I love it. I love it very much. Now, speaking of this particular blues camp, and I wanted to take a few minutes, family, to really speak from a community member perspective, as being someone who has witnessed this camp for the last couple of years, how much I thoroughly enjoy Fernando getting to see the grand finale of everything, especially when the students come together and they have selective pieces that they play, not only, of course, obviously, for family members, but it affords the opportunity for us as community, whether we are parents who have children who have a love for music and are a part of this camp, we just want to see how young people thrive and grow by means of music, because there's just so many avenues. And I'm sure, Fernando, and even for you, Myron, Dr. Brown, that is relatable to how music can play such an important part in a person's life, especially if you do it to make a living. I mean, and it's not just from the concept of learning to play an instrument, but really going more in depth into what people who do music professionally are able to do. You become a writer of music. You learn how to compose songs. You learn how to do just various things. So really, gentlemen, I wanted each of you to kind of expand on that, to especially continue to encourage the kids who are in our various music programs, because that was a love for me when I was in school. Now, of course, I don't do it professionally, but I'm around music every day, obviously, as a person who was in the media, being on radio. But I love the fact of what I can still recall to mind when I was in school and I had wonderful music teachers who afforded me, really helped me down the journey of the path that I've ended up taking.
I'll defer to Dr. Brown.
Okay.
There's so much that I could say about music, but I know we have limited time. But what I will say is music is so much more than just entertainment. And it's so much more than, even for us who are in this field professionally, mm-hmm. it's so much more than a career. Music has been proven to do so many things. It helps with blood pressure. It helps with exercise. It motivates us. Music helps with mental health. Music actually is a great part of telling the history of a culture. Mm-hmm. If you go to any great museum or watch any great movie or TV show, you can't tell about a people without talking about their music. Music helps solidify who we are as human beings, and it draws people together from diverse walks of life. Music has been proven in schools to help students in other areas. Students who are in band, choir, and orchestra, they mm-hmm. typically do better in science and math and English,
right?
Because when you are creating and listening to music, you're using all these different parts of your brain at once. So if students can do all that and they happen to enjoy it and have fun as well, you know, why not come together for this opportunity for growth and development?
Absolutely. And beautifully
music
said.
Music is everything to me.
Absolutely. Now, Fernando, before you respond to, you're welcome. Fernando, before you respond to the same question, Myron, I wanted to allude to what you were just talking about, because the moment you said, when you watch a movie, do you know what popped into my mind? And I'll use this for an example. The miniseries, remember the miniseries back in the 70s called Roots, which was the chronological story of Alex Haley. One of the main reasons, even to this day, even though it is a difficult and painful subject that speaks upon slavery and the cruel reality of it at that particular time, the one thing that really caught my attention outside of learning the story about Alex Haley and the history of his family was the music score. When you heard a particular composition, you knew that this was a part of the documentary. And I'm just trying to imagine what it would have been like for someone like the late Alex Haley, who he was able to be in contact with as far as those composers who helped to put that music score together. And you're absolutely right, Dr. Brown. That is such an integral part. So I'm just using Roots as an example, or any movie or miniseries that has a score to it, the music plays such a major part. I just wanted to interject that into our conversation. Now, Fernando, same question that I'm going to allude to you, sir.
Okay, give me the full question in brief form again so that I can incorporate your question in my answer.
Yeah, absolutely. How important, when you think about having a camp such as this to motivate our kids, for someone who may just be picking up an instrument for the first time, but and really is developing a love for it, but kind of needs that extra push, that nurturing from a famed musician such as yourself when you offer a camp such as this for the kids?
Well, I look at music, well, I look at the root of American music as being the blues, and I also look at music as being everyone's second language. You know, when you're born, before you can even, you know, utter the sounds, it sounds like whatever your native language is, whether it's Spanish or French or Portuguese, mm-hmm. you know, you're crying and you're laughing, and, you know, the patterns of your breathing, I believe that that is musical because they have consistent patterns. And so I think just from the fact of us being second language musicians, I think that it is easy for a kid or child to be able to participate in this type of a program, even if he or she has yet to have a formal music education, because innately they are musicians. So I think that makes it easy and can take a lot of the fear out of a kid who is, just coming into the music realm, identifying whether he or she is in fact qualified to even be in a music program of any kind.
Right.
And the good thing about this program, since there is no economic impact to the family, mm-hmm. it's a great investment for families to put Absolutely. Their children into an organized camp on a college campus such as ours. You know, I think one of the cool things is by having the program on a college campus, it'll take the fear out of going to college mm-hmm. when kids get older. I know I'm a graduate from the University of Illinois at Chicago, and the first time that I was on campus was the first day of school, you know, and wow. it was intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I didn't have
Absolutely.
People in my family to college. I didn't know anything about, I knew about a college fair, obviously. You go in and you know, we would see the different schools and mm-hmm. apply and all that, but I didn't know anything about a school, a campus trip or anything like that, because still holding on to high school,
right.
probably didn't even want to grow up, you know.
right.
But so now you have a kid that might be 11 years old or 10 or 12, and he or she, they're on a college campus and HBCU for the first time. So now, fast forwarding 5-6 years later, mm-hmm. when they're at 18 years old, they say, oh, man, look, I've been on a college campus. And regardless of where they go, the fear of these concrete cities that we call institutes of higher learning, that fear will have subsided because it'll be something that is normal to them. And if we can do that through the lens of black music, right on.
Absolutely, Fernando. And thank you, all of you, for sharing feedback on that particular question. I wanted to, in listening to you, particularly Fernando, and to you, Myron, what a benefit it is for our kids here in the Carolinas to get that type of exposure, especially Fernando, from such a renowned musician like yourself, because they're getting to see really firsthand the hard work that it takes, the creativity that can be improved with our children who do have a love for music, because whether they are learning at the beginning level or they're learning at the intermediate level, the possibilities of what awaits them when they advance at their skill. They get to be the next Dr. Myron Brown. They get to be the next Fernando Jones. They get to be the next of whoever they are, to have an opportunity, especially to not only be creative with their music, but to share that creativity with the world, with the rest of us. Because as these kids do get older and they leave the nest, you know, they graduate. Myron, as you were saying, with this being graduation season for one of our finest HBCUs in Winston-Salem State University, when these kids leave the nest that we as parents allude to, they go on to having such wonderful opportunities to perhaps travel the world and to continue in reminding this generation that if this kid can do it, so can I. Your thoughts or feedback on that?
Okay, well, anybody want to take that one? Oh, well, I agree. I definitely agree.
I would too, Renee. I would say you're spot on about how kids develop and they grow over time. There are two kids that stuck out last summer. A little guy named Jonathan who played the piano.
He played by sound.
Like he could come up with rhythms and, you know, melodies in his head and just play on the piano. And I was awestruck by him.
Right.
And then there was a young lady by, I forget her name, but she is from Virginia, I believe, and she played the sax. Mm-hmm. And she was excellent. When I say she just knew how to blow that horn, I was just so impressed. And these are kids that are like, what, 12, 13 at the most? Mm-hmm. I said, wow, they are light years ahead of where I was at that age. So just the appreciation for music and just seeing like raw talent in kids and how they're just so innocent and they want to learn and they want to participate. That's what motivates me to keep bringing the camp back every single year. Even if we touch one or two, mm-hmm. we may have 10 in the camp, but just touch one or two that decide this is their career path
or this is how they
relate to the world. Mm-hmm. I think we've done our job, you know.
I would agree. I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Dr. Brown, anything, Myron, you want to add additionally, especially for you being in the field of music as a professor?
Yes. At that age, I think the majority of the campers in the last few summers have been middle school aged, mm-hmm. Just about to get ready for high school.
Right.
I think the young generation is very much motivated by each other. When they see another child their age succeeding and thriving, they're also wanting to work a little bit harder. And sometimes that friendly competition at that age can just lead to success for the whole group.
Right.
And I noticed that that's what was happening sometimes as Mr. Jones and his partner, Mr. Cruz, were instructing them.
Yeah.
Like, if everybody just did what they said and followed their teachers, you know, they had a great product in the end.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to having even more of that.
That's right. Just as I am looking forward to June getting here, as we have alluded to earlier, but for those who just may be joining us, welcome. Radio family, you are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard here on our Odyssey stations. And every weekend, I love this time of morning. I, Renee Vaughn, have the pleasure of engaging in wonderful conversation. Of course, this weekend is no different. It is the return of the Delta Fine Arts Incorporated, along with Winston-Salem State University, presenting the Fernando Jones International Blues Camp, North Carolina, again for beginner, intermediate, and advanced high school student musicians, with all instruments welcome. And for 2023, the dates are June 12th through the 16th on the beautiful campus of Winston-Salem State University. Family, the next question I have for each of you is, can you possibly describe to someone who is making plans to get their child enrolled and to register in the camp what to expect on a typical day leading up to the grand finale of having the community come out and support their performance?
On some of the days, we have extracurricular activities that will include but not be limited to visits to museums, youth activities, performance opportunities, also leading up to our culminating activity that will be more than likely at the Delta Arts Center.
Wonderful. Charmin or Myron?
Yeah. So in addition to those extracurricular activities, I do remember that Mr. Jones, in addition to his music instruction, he's always giving them things to remember. He's giving them a history lesson.
Right.
They've got notebooks, though. They've got little homework assignments. He'll ask them to think about something and write it down. And when they come in the next morning, he's going to ask them that. And I think he takes them through the Musician's Pledge and just general things to build their self-confidence and their self-esteem as a human as well as a musician.
Excellent. And Charmin, would
And just to piggyback
off
of that, you know, the most memorable moments for me was just seeing the camaraderie with the children as they, you know, play their instruments together and they harmonize together. The other thing for me was taking them on the extracurricular trips to the museums. Last year, we were able to see a really good exhibit called Still I Rise, the Black Experience at Rinalda. Right. And so we got to tour Rinalda together and eat lunch on their garden, and it was a great time. So I think all around, we try to make sure they have a very, very good whole experience in the camp. And so if you're thinking about signing up your child, please do so. You can also call the Delta Arts Center to ask more questions. The number to the Delta Arts Center is 336-722-2625. We'll be glad to answer any questions about the camp.
Excellent. And Sherman, do you mind adding the location for the Delta Fine Arts Center, please?
Right. And the Delta Arts Center is located at 2611 New Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem.
Wonderful. And family, I will contribute in saying if I can share with everyone that the highlight for me in being a member of the community is coming out and seeing the grand finale, the concert that is put on. And especially, Fernando, the way that you engage us to participate, because I kind of like, what do you call it? It's kind of like a roll call. You know, you shout out something, we get to shout it back out to the students to kind of keep them motivated as well.
Right, the Musician's Pledge. Yeah, the Musician's Pledge.
Absolutely. I look forward to all of that. I want to thank all three of you for being here. And again, Fernando, it is so wonderful to have you back here. We talked about this a little bit earlier, the fact that we want to make North Carolina your second home, sir. So you are always welcome. Absolutely.
Sell it, Renee.
Thank you. I'm trying my best, Charmin. I'm trying my best. Now, with that said, I want to give each of you the opportunity, any closing thoughts or comments that you want to share with our listeners, particularly for the parents who are listening to this program and really want to continue to encourage and motivate their child who does have a love for music. Which, by the way, before you do answer that question, the one thing that I personally love about this camp is, well, two. The first one, I wish you had a camp, Fernando, for us big kids who aren't necessarily in that age group. I played the flute back in the day, and I would love to pick that back up and relearn it if possible.
Well, you know, with Blues Camp, for parents, guardians, donors, if they want to come to Blues Camp, they too can come for free, and they can put a band together.
Oh,
and we call
wonderful.
That the Blues Mamas and the Blues Daddies. And then they will open up the two or three shows for the blues, because that's how
awesome.
We do in other parts of the country.
Wonderful.
Bring out that flute, Renee. Dust it off.
I got to dust it. I probably will have to invest in a new one. I think the old one has seen much better days. Believe me. But the other thing that I was going to say before I give everyone an opportunity with any closing thoughts or comments was that when it comes to this camp, Fernando, what I love most about you, not only being the true professional musician that you are, but the fact that these kids not only learn the origins of the blues and the message in the music, if you will, and what it interprets, but it spills over into learning about the history and the early beginnings of jazz. Because if you think about it, for this generation of kids who listen to other genres of music outside of blues and outside of jazz, most of the hip hop songs that they're listening to, most of the rap songs, most if not all of that revolves around jazz, it revolves around blues, it revolves around rock, it revolves around rhythm and blues, and we can just go on and on and on, because each genre is really a mixture of different genres with different musical histories. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, you know, it's the blues is part of the molecular structure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So let me take this opportunity. And Fernando, if you would like to go first, any closing thoughts or comments you'd like to contribute today?
Well, I would like for Ms. Baker to offer a telephone number in addition to the website.
Absolutely.
So that parents and or guardians can call right now and sign those kids up and request information beyond the radio broadcast. As I would imagine, your members are ready. Your listeners are ready.
That's right.
To jump right in.
I love
they
that.
Want to have a human.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, again, the number to the Delta Arts Center to ask more questions is 336-722-2625. We're located at 2611 New Walkertown Road here in Winston-Salem. And the website for more information is blueskids.com/WSSU. And you can sign up and see more information online as well.
Wonderful.
But and my closing thoughts,
yes,
Renee, are that, you know, if parents are looking for a safe place for their kids for about 3 to 4 hours each day, plus the extracurricular would be another couple hours, mm-hmm. I would say this is a great place or great camp for your child to come. They'll have kids their age. They'll have lots of creativity in the room, and they will be challenged to do their best musically. And we've got a great musician all the way from Chicago.
Absolutely.
Here, live and in person. And he does bring a colleague with him, Dr. Cruz. He would be here, Felton Cruz. So I think this is just a great, very good quality camp. Let me add that in there. Mm-hmm. On a great campus, Winston-Salem State University. You guys would enjoy it. Your kids would enjoy it as well.
Absolutely. Speaking of that fine HBCU, Dr. Myron Brown, you get the final say, sir.
Yes. In closing, I would just encourage parents, community leaders, teachers, high school, middle school, band directors, you are doing your young people a disservice if you don't at least encourage them to consider the camp. Whether they like blues music or not, they should try it out. Because, as Mr. Jones alluded to earlier, blues is so foundational to many other genres that our children love today, whether that's rock and roll, R&B, or even gospel music. Blues definitely has a lot of those things in it. So send your young people out because they're going to have a great time and at no cost to you.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you, family. As always, I love this time of morning that we can get together and definitely engage in wonderful conversation about good things that are happening in our communities. And today was no different. So let me say thank you very much, Fernando Jones, Dr. Myron Brown, and Sherman mm-hmm. Baker. So, guys, I will see you that week beginning June 12th through the 16th. Looking forward to it as usual.
And okay.
All right.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And thank you,
bring
Radio Family, for the wonderful things you do in our communities as well. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Stay safe. And until next weekend, enjoy the rest of this weekend. Until next time, take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate, With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.